Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. Choosewood.com.
Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Sarah Fenske. Gibran Jones had big plans for an industrial kitchen in North St. Louis. The kitchen is in the city's Vandeventer neighborhood, just north of Del Mar. And his plan was to open a food production incubation space there, the North Sarah Food Hub. He wanted to help St. Louisans start food-based businesses and bring healthier options to their neighbors. Jones got his city permits finalized in March. Well, then COVID-19 shut the city down. But he found himself making a very unusual pivot, and he's here today to describe what happened and what comes next for this innovative food hub. So, Gibran Jones, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You've been working on getting this North Sarah Food Hub open as an incubator for more than a year. What do you mean by an incubator? What will you be doing there?
So the goal is really to create a space for people to come and make their own meals. We have a shared-use kitchen component. We also have a culinary program that's part of the Department of Labor apprenticeship. So we have a Department of Labor apprenticeship program for a culinary school. And the idea is to create a way to provide economic opportunity for people by helping them create food businesses and then help giving them a space to launch those businesses along with the training, professional expertise that they need, as well as a component that will allow them to sell to a market. So we'll have our own market where we will purchase. It's a co-op market, but we'll purchase directly from those people that make their own meals.
So this sounds like a great idea. I mean, just all these functions under one roof. But when did you realize, oh, wait, never mind that we have our permits. We actually can't open after all.
That actually happened once. I kind of knew something was going to happen with COVID. I didn't know exactly what. And I got a call from one of our board members, Rue Yawitz, who owns the Gramophone. And he expressed that the city was going to be going on shutdown and lockdown pretty much. And so he told me that I should probably purchase as much food as I can within the next day. And that we'll probably most likely have to be making meals for people to prevent them from going out. Especially seniors and people in the city, to prevent them from going out trying to get their meals and prevent spreading COVID.
And boy, when he said you were going to have to prepare some meals, he wasn't kidding. You have prepared an unbelievable amount of meals, and this all ended up going for families who'd normally get the free and reduced lunches from the St. Louis Public Schools. How many of those ended up being prepared at what you had envisioned as a food incubator?
So we started out the first at about 3,300 meals, which were surprising. I didn't know we were capable of doing that many meals.
Yeah.
But we did 3,300 meals. It was going mainly to St. Louis Public School students. But then we eventually expanded out and started providing meals to homebound seniors. And so as of March 22nd till now, we produce about 55,600 meals.
55,600. That's amazing. And you're doing this all during this period of shutdown. How were you able to keep people in the kitchen safe making that many meals when most people weren't wanting to get anywhere close to their coworkers?
Yes. So we've issued and put in place specific protocols. We do temperature checks when you first enter the building. You have to wear gloves. You have to wear masks at all times when you're in there. The kitchen staff, whenever they're in the kitchen, there's constant every 30 minutes hand washing, constantly replacing our gloves, and just trying to put measures in where we're not allowing too many people into the kitchen. So we had a clear staff of a handful of people that we allowed into the kitchen, so it was 12 individuals. And then whenever those individuals left, the agreement was to just go home, right? There's no, they're not going out to parties, COVID parties, or anything like that. You know, they're just basically going home, and they're coming back because we expressed to them that the importance of the mission and what it is that we were doing is to make sure that people were able to eat. And if any of us become sick, then it affects our mission.
So that's some great buy-in you got there, and that's just amazing to think of all these people working together for this goal.
Yeah, I would say we have a really really great team of professional individuals. Gerard Kraft from Nice Food Group, all of his staff, they were furloughed, and so we basically brought them on, and we were able to provide them stipends to kind of keep them going when all of his restaurants shut down. And so that actually allowed them to be able to, you know, continuously pay bills during the time of shutdown and everything like that. So it really helped them out a lot. And, he has a really professional team. Everyone on his – I've seen his kitchens and work. It's like clockwork, you know. So he's rated the best chef in the Midwest, you know, for a number of reasons, and that's one of them.
Yeah. Well, so you did this remarkable pivot, 55,000 meals later. Are you just itching to get back to this idea that you started with, the North Sarah Food Hub?
Yes. So we are slowly getting back to that. We will be launching our grocery delivery component, and that's going to launch in the first week of September. So we'll be delivering, people can order the groceries online from our website, northsarah.org, and then they'll be able to purchase different bins. So we'll have a standard bin where we'll have fruits and vegetables in that, but then they'll be able to pick from another bin, they'll be able to pick and choose whatever fruits and vegetables that they want in there, and then we'll deliver those out to them, to their locations, or they can actually schedule a time to come pick it up from our location. So we're going to slowly ease into that. And then we'll start, you know, once things start to get back to normal, then we'll start launching, obviously, our culinary school. And then we'll finish building out our physical grocery store location. And then we'll get back into making meals. If the St. Louis Public Schools wind up opening, we'll be making meals for the St. Louis Public Schools. So soups, marinara, salsas, things like that. Probably about 150 gallons of soup per week for the St. Louis.
Wow. Well, so, I mean, you've kind of like, you know, had this very intense couple months, and yet now, you know, the big picture is still ahead of you, this big goal. Do you feel like, man, now that I've done these thousands of meals and gotten them out to people, like this original dream, this is going to be a piece of cake?
No. No.
Not at all.
No, I've learned, this is our 10th year in operation in terms of our nonprofit HOSCO, which stands for Holistic, Organic, Sustainable Cooperative. And so it's, I don't ever think anything is going to be a piece of cake. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of work that we do. You know, we have a farm out in, unincorporated, North County out in, which would be considered somewhat the Florissant area. So being able to tie together all of those different components of the farm, the food hub, the processing of the food, packaging of the food, and then also the retail side of it, where we're actually allowing people to take part in a co-op so that they can afford, you know, get affordable food from a co-op grocery retail. It's a lot of work. So I look forward to doing that because it's going to help, you know, the community out a lot more. I mean, the work we're doing now is helping the community out, but it's not our goal is to empower people from an economic level and give them the opportunity to create their own food businesses. And so that's what we're really trying to get back to.
Mm-hmm. And these are, we shouldn't sell short just the importance of this idea and also the challenges that go along with it. If people want more information about this, that's northsarah.org. That's all going to be spelled out there on your website.
Yes, northsarah.org. And then you can also look at HOSCOfoods.com. That's the parent company, the nonprofit. But northsarah.org is where you can come and find out about some of the other stuff that we're doing.
All right. Well, Gibran Jones, I want to thank you so much for joining us and sharing this remarkable work that you've done. This is one of these stories that gives us all hope. So, Gibran, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. We'll be right back.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.